Is magic real? Magic is real. I go around the world talking to children everywhere, sharing with them what a candle sees when he sits on the bedside of an infinite number of children around the world. Because that's who I am. I'm Mr. Candle. And I am sitting on the bedside of children everywhere in the world as they get ready to go to sleep. And I am the gentle, soft light that shines upon them, saying everything is all right, all is at peace, all is in harmony. The other night I was sharing some time with some children, and I was watching them as they were at play. And they came in and they sat down with their mom and they said, "Mom, is magic real?" And their mother said, "Well, you know, we make magic happen by working hard and getting a job and earning money and paying our own way as we do things. We make magic happen. And magic is only when we work hard, only when we give our best, only when we do those things we have to do." Well, then there was another couple of boys and girls. They went to their home, and they had been talking about magic with their friends, too. And they said to their mom, "Mom, is magic real?" And their mother said, "Yes, yes, 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 magic is real. Magic is when you have a dream in your heart and you think about it and you give it a lot of your attention and you know that it's a wonderful thing and you think about it and you think about it and pretty soon it happens. And you say, 'My goodness, how did that happen? How did it happen that all of a sudden there was a problem and then it was over? How did it happen when the boys were all throwing snowballs at me and I was hollering, 'Hey, don't, that hurts, don't.' And then all of a sudden I thought to myself, 'Hey, I'm okay. I'm going to create a world in which they don't throw snowballs at me.' And then I looked at them and smiled and said, 'Hi guys, can I join you?' And they said, 'Sure, come on.' And I went over and I joined them throwing snowballs, just throwing it at anything. Having a walk through there, even meters, we thought. But, hey, that was a bit of magic, wasn't it? That was a bit of magic. Yes, son, that was a bit of magic. And that's the kind of magic that goes on in you all the time. You think a thought, and then, lo and behold, it's done. Now, you didn't know that the magic was going to happen, perhaps because you said to the boys, 'Hey, can I come play with you?' You didn't know that the magic was going to happen because you were gentle and kind and loving. You just said, 'Hey, I choose to not have boys throw snowballs at me. I choose to not have that happen to me. I choose to be a happy boy. Hey, guys, can I play with you?' 'Sure.'" You see, that's magic. Magic takes place in so many ways when we have thoughts in our mind. And then we follow what happens after we have those thoughts. Because we have the thoughts that he didn't want the boys to throw snowballs at him. And then the thought came, go join them, play with them, and they won't throw snowballs at you. Or go join them. And then later, hey, they stopped throwing snowballs at me when I was playing with them. But you see, we don't always know how the magic takes place. We don't always know what the wonder of that magic is. And you know, Mary lost her doll. It was her favorite doll, and she took it everywhere. She took it when she was out playing with the kids, and she took it in the backyard, and she took it when she was with the dog and the cat. She took it when she went to bed. She took it in the living room to watch television. Everywhere she went, she had that doll. And then all of a sudden, the doll was missing. Now Mary said, "Mommy, my doll is missing." And Mommy said, "Now Mary, you just say, 'I now have my doll. I now have my doll.' Put that miracle into place. I now have my doll. And then let it alone. Forget it." "But Mom, I want my doll." "Mary, play the game with me. Say, 'I now have my doll.' And then let it alone." "But Mom..." "Mary, play the game with me, will you? I know how to make magic things happen, and you do too, but you have to practice on them. Now, this is practicing magic, Mary.
Okay, Mom.
I now have my doll. And Mary ran around the house saying, I now have my doll. And all the rest of the kids looked at her and knew she didn't have her doll and thought, what a silly girl. And then, lo and behold, Mary was standing on the couch where she shouldn't have been standing. And she was looking over the back of the couch. She thought the cat maybe ran down there. And what did she see? She saw her doll. And she reached down there and got her doll and said, Mommy, I got my doll. Mommy, I got my doll. Mommy says, I told you magic happens. Just say, I now have my doll, and you misplace it, and all of a sudden you'll find it again. Miracles are real. Yes, magic is real. Magic is the wonder of the heart, where we speak our word, and we think our thought, and we do beautiful things. Oh, Mommy, Mommy, you're such a good teacher. Mommy, I love you so. And you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes when we learn to realize magic is for real. Miracles happen all the time, and magic sets those miracles in motion. Oh, ho, ho, here comes Mr. Sandman. Look at that guy. He has a big load of pixie dust on his hip there, and he's got a handful of it in his hand. And he's going to sprinkle all of you with his pixie dust so you go to sleep and have happy, happy, happy dreams. Now, cuddle up there with your mom and dad and say, hi, Mom, hi, Dad, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, and snuggle in. And then pull the covers up. Now, slide down. Mommy and Dad are not going to bed yet, so they're backing away from Mr. Sandman. They don't want to get pixie dust on them. And there it is now. There it is now. Now, go to sleep and have happy, wonderful dreams, and know that magic is real. It's just a matter we got to use it. I'll see you another day. Have a lovely night, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.